You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
The night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
Folks, that is my all-time favorite Christmas song, Do You Hear What I Hear? And that is the best rendition of it that was ever recorded by Johnny Mathis. And we're going to play clips of that each segment this hour. This is Christmas time, and we're going to play Christmas music. We say Merry Christmas on the Political Cesspool, don't we, Eddie the Bombardier Miller?
Yes, we certainly do, unless we happen to be out on the campus of the University of Tennessee.
Where it's not allowed.
Can you believe, I'm this may not be the right time to say that, to bring this topic up, but it just stuns me. I just can't cope with a professor at the University of Tennessee outlawing Christmas parties and carols. But what even disappoints me more, James, maybe I'm getting the cart ahead of the horse, is that people, this is what frightens me about our race, that people will actually lie down and take that. And if, James, even if they lie down and take it and get a promotion, what are they going to get promoted to? What are they going to lose in the process by getting promoted like
well,
that?
They lose their manhood and they lose their soul, quite frankly, and that is something that's not for sale here in the political cesspool. Our manhood is not for sale, and we are real men, and we are alpha males here in the political cesspool, and that's why we're so popular, because people crave that kind of leadership. And we're talking about Christmas and the Christmas season, Eddie, and the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, listen to this. You do not know this story yet, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm springing this on Eddie, and perhaps you don't know it either, but we're going to get an authentic Bombardier reaction to this story. A high-ranking Republican official in the state of South Carolina has sent out his Christmas cards to all of his colleagues in the South Carolina State House, and it features prominently a Confederate flag. Listen to this. Columbia, South Carolina, this is an Associated Press story. A South Carolina lawmaker sent out a Christmas card featuring a photo of the Confederate flag flying in front of the South Carolina State House, which was removed this year, suggesting that they use Christmas to ask forgiveness for your sins, such as betrayal. If someone's feelings are legitimately hurt about this Christmas card, I think that might speak more to their conscience than to the content of the card, said the Republican from Graniteville, and that's Representative Corley in South Carolina. Corley and other flag supporters said the banner stands for Southern pride and his ancestors who fought to protect their homes and land in the war between the states. They thought the legislature acted too quickly in coming back into a special session instead of waiting until they returned in January. During the House debate, Corley suggested that the South Carolina state replace the Confederate flag with the white flag of surrender and held up a white flag in the chambers of the State House to prove his point. This week, he filed a bill calling for a popular vote in the general election in 2016 on whether to return the Confederate flag to its flagpole in front of the State House. I guarantee you, if that goes before the people, it will fly again, ladies and gentlemen. Mark my words. But this is what his Christmas card stated. This is Representative Corley of Graniteville, South Carolina, Republican lawmaker in South Carolina. May your Christmas be filled with memories of happier times when South Carolina's leaders possessed morals, convictions, and the principles to stand for what is right. May you have a blessed and happy Christmas, and may you take this joyous time as an opportunity to ask forgiveness for all of your sins, such as betrayal. Now, this is the guy, Eddie, that can fire you up. Am I right, Bombardier?
You got that right. Now, James, that That male.
It shows that there's hope out there.
I tell you, that man has a full complement of male genitalia. James, I believe to my soul he's been listening to Political Cesspool, because you know what? He is mouthing us word for word, what we've been saying here on the Political Cesspool. I didn't know that anybody's out there like that. You know what?
This is a prominent lawmaker in the state of South Carolina.
He's a Donald Trump.
Not somebody just running around on the streets. We're thankful for those. This is a member of the South Carolina State House. He's a Republican, and he's not apologizing for it.
And rightfully so. Thank God. You know, the only people out there, the only person out there in in the political arena that's doing anything anywhere like that would be Donald Trump. And he's even Trump, Donald Trump himself. I don't know if anybody's done anything like that. And, you know, James, the man has to be a Christian that has knowledge of the truth.
And he's a young guy. I don't mean to interrupt you, Pappy, sure. But I'm going to put a picture on the website next week. Either Tuesday or Wednesday, but you should be going there every day regardless. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. We're going to put a picture of his Christmas card, which has the South Carolina State House with the Confederate flag flying on the flagpole there, as it did until earlier this summer. We're going to have his full Christmas card with the text on the website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, this coming up week, and a picture of Representative Corley, very young man. I would say early 30s at the very latest.
Well, you know what we need to do, James? We need to send him a Christmas card.
I believe we should.
And see if we can get one in return. You know,
I would like that Christmas card he sent out to his – and he didn't send this out to his family and friends. He sent this out to the South Carolina state – his fellow colleagues in the state house. He sent it out to all of the Republicans in the state house. That took guts.
You're talking about – you know what? People, I know the political cesspool is – we're poor as a church mice. But that man.
But we do have a Confederate flag flying
in our
studio.
Well, that man, if you have a few dollars left, you know, I know the cesspool needs money bad, but I would like to urge you to support that man.
Or at least send it. I don't know how you could support necessarily an elected official per se, but you could at least send an email or a phone call exactly to Representative Corley of South Carolina and tell him, God bless you and Merry Christmas. We're with you. Fly the flag, brother.
You know, James, I don't know about you, but a phone call in a handwritten letter, maybe because I'm an old fuggy stogie, you know, closer to 70 than I am 65. But a handwritten letter just really means so much to me. People, if you could, I'm begging you, don't send me a letter. Send that man a letter and congratulate him. And, give him moral support. Tell him that he stands for all white people and all Christians, because I know we've hammered this home probably ad nauseum on this, you know, in this show about how the South was a true Christian nation. And
some of our best shows of the year, Eddie, were earlier this summer when you and I teamed up and we played some of those clips from Gods and Generals, and we just passionately defended the Confederacy and the principles that formed the CSA. That was back in late June, early July, at the height of the Dylann Roof hysteria. Those are the shows that when it's all said and done, I'll look back on and say, you know, those were some of our finest hours.
I could not agree with you more. James, as long as I have my mind with me, I will not forget that unless I become senile.
Well, God hopes that never happens. I know that's not going to happen, because you're in such good shape. You're in better shape than I am, and you're twice my age, and that's not a joke on either front.
It takes a lot of work.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more stories, more good news. In the political cesspool, James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, the one and only the Bombardier. What a guy. Good sense and a
sense. Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea."
Is it Christmas or is it Christmas? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving us the strength to carry on this radio program. Because there's
amen.
That this show should have been able we receive funding, certainly, and our fourth quarter fundraising drive is underway, ladies and gentlemen, I might add. We receive a lot of support from our audience, but compared to our opposition, obviously it's a drop in the bucket because we can't get commercial sponsors because we tell the truth. And there's no reason we've been so able to effectively combat the establishment with our pulpit here on the AM radio airwaves if not for the protection of God Almighty. And so at Christmas time and always, we give him the credit for our success. But Eddie, before we get into our next topic, there's a quick 30-second final word you wanted to share with the audience with regard to our topic of interest during the first segment of this hour, which was, of course, the courageous South Carolina lawmaker who sent out that pro-Confederate Christmas card to his colleagues who buckled when he did not.
I would like to ask the audience to compare and contrast this courageous Christian South Carolina lawmaker with that traitor, despicable human being by the name of Lew Holtz, who came into South Carolina and fought with everything he had to have this Confederate battle flag taken down from the University of South Carolina, and from the state, from the state grounds, University of South Carolina. And my question is to you people out there, would people, if we put it to a referendum tomorrow, let the people in the state of South Carolina vote, if the Confederate battle flag would go back up, would it go? Would the people vote for that? Or would they be afraid that they would offend?
No. I'll answer that question for you. If this lawmaker is successful in getting that on a public referendum, and if the state would abide by the will of the people, which is very rare, obviously, in Obama's America, it would pass big time. Now, it would pass because those voters could, in the sanctity and the anonymity of the voting booth vote their conscience without fear of social condemnation or reprisal at work, and they would vote for us because the people stand with us.
You know, James, we have another trader like that just down the road about 90 miles from here, Hugh Freeze at the University of Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah, sure. Head coach of Ole Miss. He was one of my teachers at Briarcrest, and I hope that the media picks up on that because, you know, we talk about Steve Scalise's tenuous connection to David Duke, and that was top news. I want the connection of Hugh Freeze, the traitor to the South and to his forebears, the head coach of the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. I want that connection. He was one of my teachers in high school, and I hope he gets connected to me, quote unquote, and I hope he suffers for it because he deserves to suffer. Cowards deserve a special place in the bowels of hell.
Yes,
now, more good news, though. We'll transition from that to good news. Fox's Steve Ducey. Do you ever watch Fox and Friends in the Morning? I wake up at 6 in the morning every day to watch Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I mean Fox and Friends every morning on Fox News. Steve Ducey praises a group of armed civilians patrolling the border. It was the same group that the Southern Poverty Law Center designated a hate group. All right, so here is the transcript, the verbal the text of the verbal commentary. Steve Ducey, who is one of the three co-hosts of Fox and Friends that airs early a.m. every morning on Fox News, Steve Ducey says in this televised transcript, "I have read you and your group have been referred to by the Southern Poverty Law Center as native extremists. How do you respond to that?" And Tim Foley, who is the head of the Arizona Border Recon Group, said, "Well, if getting off the couch and doing something to help protect your country is extreme, then yeah, I guess you could call us extremists because we're not going to sit on the couch. And the SPLC, I mean, they're the biggest hate group out there, so take what they say with a grain of salt." Ducey continued, "Tim Foley, there are a lot of people looking in right now, thinking to themselves, well, this guy's great. He's taking it into his own volition to do his thing with 200 other guys. So hats off to you at the Arizona Border Recon Group. Thank you, sir." So basically what happened in this exchange is Steve Ducey, one of the three co-hosts of Fox and Friends, has this guy on who is an official bona fide hate group leader, according to the SPLC. He lets the guy denounce the SPLC and then thanks him for his service. I am telling you, folks, things are changing. But as I mentioned, Steve Ducey co-hosts Fox and Friends with the one and only Elizabeth Hasselbeck. And it should be mentioned, if you Google two names, James Edwards and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, you will find a few media stories from a couple of years ago. The headline reads, "James Edwards, Elizabeth Hasselbeck team up to support homophobic NFL player." And basically what happened was a few years ago, I believe it was 2011, a NFL player came out opposing sodomy, and I wrote something favorable about it, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck said something favorable about it. The media put two and two together and said we had teamed up. I only wish that, that had been the case. Eddie, I've got a picture here of Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Well, I'll let you describe it if you
Well, could. You know, James, that day you refer to, me and Elizabeth was out crappie fishing that day. I'll tell you what, James. That is one beautiful young lady. I know people probably get sick and tired of hearing me talk about marathons. I ran a marathon today and still got back in the radio station.
26.2 miles. Eddie ran the St. Jude Memphis Marathon this morning. He's in the studio tonight looking at pictures of the one and only.
We looked at the dirty pictures of James.
Well, I wouldn't say it's
no,
dirty.
No, I'll tell
it's
you what.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
That woman, I tell you what, one of two things would have happened if she'd have been at 22, 23 miles. I would have even got so overheated that I would have had to pull off and take a shower, or I would just say, "The heck with this marathon, man! I'm gonna sit here and rap with Elizabeth Hasselbeck." That is one beautiful lady. I mean, can you believe we have beauty, and brains, and moral courage, and all wrapped up in one package like that? And my question to you: how long is she gonna be able to last? You know, being an outspoken constitutionalist.
Well, she's actually quite good, and not just looking. And she puts, you know, she is by far the most beautiful woman on Fox News. She makes Megyn Kelly look like a train wreck. But she's actually legitimately conservative, which is why she got ran off from The View before she landed at Fox and Friends there Monday through Friday mornings.
She ain't no Janet Reno, son.
Yeah, conservatives do make the most beautiful people.
Ooh, mama.
Anyway. But I thought that was just funny. Speaking of Steve Ducey and the interview he had with this guy who was a so-called hate group leader, and how he let this guy just trash the SPLC, and then he basically doubled down and thanked him for his service.
I'd like to comment on Steve Ducey quickly, if you may. Now, you know what? The so-called lamestream media, they'll react to a good story like this Ducey. He's taken in him and his 200 volunteers, I believe James said.
No. Well, Steve Ducey's the host. This other guy, the guy he was interviewing is the guy with the 200 people.
Look, the mainstream media will comment. They'll react. There's an old adage that says a Jew will slap you. A Jew strikes out and then cries after he strikes, like somebody hit him. Well, the mainstream media will react in shock and, you know, like this is some type of perversion of morality with this citizen gets with together with 200 other good citizens and goes down to the border to do a function that the United States government fails to do. They react, and the way they paint that is, you know, it's some kind of a horrible crime.
And they're obviously not taking matters into their own hands or the law in their own hands. They're observing and reporting.
You know what? The people are the last check. We're the fourth branch of government. And as of, you know, I heard a fellow at the C4L meeting the other day say that the executive branch has failed, the judicial branch has failed, the courts have failed. It's got to be in the with the people now. Hey, I'd like to comment on that when we come back.
All right, we'll do it, but not before we play another clip from Johnny Mathis' rendition of Do You Hear What I Hear? Do you hear it tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the Political Cesspool? You will in about 3 minutes when we come back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Open your eyes, America. 50 years of cultural Marxism, institutionalized anti-white propaganda, and dysgenic policies on a wide scale have put Western civilization in peril as never before. Metropolis after metropolis, city after city, and town after town have changed from gleaming alabaster to grim third world hellholes. Positive change at last is in the air. Make America great again by supporting Donald Trump for president. Make your financial contribution today at thedailytrump.org. Also, go to the internet or to YouTube and check out these websites and their videos. The American Freedom Party, thedailytrump.org, Faith, Reason, and Western Civilization, American Renaissance, Occidental Observer, Political Cesspool, WhitakerOnline.org, RobertWWhitaker.com, DailyKen.com, Council of Conservative Citizens. Be a part of this great effort to save Western civilization. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to toqonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's toqonline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace, warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
I love it. I love it so much.
Well, we got one more chorus of that song coming up after the next break, but it is Christmas, and we're going to be playing those songs all throughout the month of December, and for that reason alone, you should tune in to the Political Cesspool, if not to hear Eddie's reaction. You know, it wasn't fair what I did to Eddie in the last segment. I must give full disclosure. I didn't just pull up any old picture of Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I did pull up a bikini picture. I should admit that.
Yes,
that probably
it was.
Wasn't right to do.
It looked like it was about two sizes too small.
All right, we'll leave it at that. But I mean, it was for public consumption because, of course, everything on the Internet is, right? I mean, there's nothing on the Internet that wouldn't be for a PG-rated audience.
After all, we have to remember, James, you have to remember that you're supposed to be a moral Christian.
Well, I have to. That's why I pulled
I have to reel you in. No, I was just kidding you. You know what? You can look at beauty without being vulgar. That's what.
Well, no, all kidding aside, that is absolutely right.
You know, and, but that's what grief
talks and one
about.
Should celebrate beauty, and one should take note to compliment beauty.
That's right. You know what? We're not like Hollywood. We don't pervert beauty and come up with all, you know, with all this abomination, of sex acts like, you know, homosexuality and pedophilia, which the Hollywood media is famous, notorious for doing. You know, look at the Greeks. Look at the ancient Greeks. You know, look at all the paintings they had. Well, specifically the carvings. What do you call them? You know, the stone. The stone cutterings that they had, these statues of they were the ones that came up with the Olympics, and they valued physical beauty and mental
oh, sure.
mental soundness, and they valued excellence in everything. Matter of fact, to my knowledge, the Greeks were, for all their faults, they were the what's the word, the progenitors. They were the ones that came up. They were the ones that had an advanced culture.
Well, I mean, they respected physical beauty, intellectual beauty, and so on and so forth. And of course, so much of who we are now as a society is derived from ancient Greek and Roman styles of government. But and then we have to transition from that some way into a story like this. And I mean, come on. All right, so there's this story out of Indianapolis. Two black thugs break into the home of a very young white couple, very attractive young white couple, I guess in their late 20s. The father is a pastor of a church. He's not at home. He's at the gym working out. But his pregnant wife is at home, as is their one-year-old son. The two black thugs, you didn't hear about this on the mainstream media like you did Dylann Roof or Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown, because it's just too common of an occurrence, I guess. And, of course, because the races were reversed, the standard thing happened in this case, not the exception to the rule. But these two black thugs, these two worthless savages, these animals, broke into this home. They raped the pregnant wife and then murdered her and then left. And if that's not bad enough, the only thing worse than that is the father's response. The now
I predicted that, James.
The husband of this wife says he's choosing love, not hate. And basically he used any media attention he got to say how much he loved the two people who murdered and raped his pregnant wife.
James, if you remember, I've sent that, I found that article, and I told you.
And it did get some play on Fox News, but it got one news cycle. It wasn't perpetual a year long like Trayvon Martin.
You know what? I told Brenda, as soon as I saw that, I told them, y'all, exactly what would happen, and it did. If the man has ever shed one tear for his dead, beautiful dead wife, I've yet to see it. And he came out immediately, you know, swearing before God that he was not a racist, swearing that he has no hatred for these murderers of his wife. And James, you and I both just said that the man is mentally ill. There's mental illness, rampant mass mental illness, insanity in the United States, especially in the white community. And I guarantee you, I have yet to hear anything from the mainstream churches. And I lay 90% of this crap, 5%. The door of the mainstream churches, and that man is supposed to be a pastor. That man is a mentally ill, demon-possessed thug himself. I mean, he doesn't have the courage to be a physical thug, James. But the man is mentally ill, and if anybody would go to a church like that and sit in a pew and listen to that vomit he's spilling out, then they are mentally ill, too.
Let me say this. I appreciate that God is God, and we fall short of Christ. That's why we ask him for forgiveness, because we will never be as good as him. I appreciate that love, not hate, is a Christian precept, but let me tell you something as a Christian. Let me tell you something as a Christian. If two men broke into my house and murdered my baby and murdered my wife and raped my wife before they murdered her, I would dedicate the rest of my life to making sure that they suffered, and I can guarantee you that. And the last thing I would say on the air if somebody came to interview me is how much I love them, as this guy has said.
Read Psalms 139, and just, it talks about hate.
Right.
King David. There is such
thing as a righteous intolerance,
King
and we know
David
that.
King David was a man after God's own heart. And I've said this on the air before. What was King David's most notable accomplishment? What was he famous for? He was famous for killing. In fact, there was a song that the Israelis would sing saying, Saul killed his thousands. They were glorifying Saul. But King David killed his tens of thousands. I also remind you that it says, this Holy Scripture says,
King David was also a life saver.
If a man sheds a man's blood, his blood with the sword, his blood shall be shed with the sword. And that's just common sense.
Well, there's somewhat of a disconnect between the New Testament and Old Testament with regards to passages but
the general principles are all the same, though.
And I'm not saying I would go out and kill these people. And the reason is, let me tell you one of the reasons is, I would still have a daughter here that would need a father. And so I'm not saying that anybody that is subjected to savagery like this, and when I call them savages and animals, it's not because they're black. It's because
they're savages and animals.
It's because they're savages and animals. That's right.
It quacks like a duck.
And so I'm not
like
saying you should go out and murder these people because they murdered someone that you love. But the last thing you do is you go on TV and just talk about how much you love them. And you're right, Eddie. When I watched this guy on television, I didn't see – I mean, surely he was grieving the loss of his wife and unborn child. And there was a one-year-old. His other child was in the house. They didn't find him. I guess he was sleeping, so he survived. But, you know, if he was grieved, he certainly didn't make that the focal point of his interviews. And as I say, I'm not saying you should go out and kill these people, because you have a family. The remnants of your family are still going to need you. You're going to do no good. It's only going to further compound the negativity of the situation. You go out, you get put in jail the rest of your life. That doesn't help your children.
Couldn't.
But you don't go on TV and say you love these people. No, you say you want them to face a firing squad after they are convicted for their crimes.
Well, unfortunately, and I will say unfortunately, and I will stand by that comment. Unfortunately, it is illegal to go and hunt an animal down like that. You can with a mad dog, with a rabid dog. You can with a lion or a bear that's been eating human flesh.
Well, I guess if the guy had been in his home
that. Now, if he's in your home, especially in these here southern states, if a man comes in your home, he is just dead meat. And there's no, I mean, if you have a right here in the state of Tennessee.
Castle Doctrine.
And you have a right and a duty. And I'll say another thing, and I'll stand by it. I could not care. I would rather it be illegal, but I would not give one whit. I would not hesitate if thugs came in and threatened my loved ones. James, I'm going to defend myself in my house.
Exactly.
You know, if you're in your house and someone's invading and you don't defend yourself, then you are as mentally ill as this mentally ill reprobate.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing, though, to slightly shift gears. You know, there's two things Eddie brings in with him to the studio every night he's on the radio live with me. Two things. He always brings his gun, and he always brings his Bible. Now, I know that Eddie has an official state license to carry that gun, but Eddie, are you licensed for that Bible?
Well, I'm afraid it's coming soon, son. I'm really, it's coming soon. But you know what? That is another license that I will not get. You know, in fact, I'm forever canceling our liability insurance for our cars because I'll believe this. I don't care what slick lawyer they get to argue it. Getting forced to buy insurance, I don't care what kind it is thuggery. Is controlled by the insurance company. The people that should have insurance don't. People like us, white people, working people, get stuck with buying it. And it's the price is jacked up way higher than it should be because it's a monopoly, what it is.
Well, we got to take a break. I can't believe it. I thought we had at least two more segments. We're down to the last segment, but we'll get to it right after this.
We're off
it comes
tonight.
By too fast. The only thing bad about this show, there's not enough time.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for
people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and love. He will bring us goodness and love.
That and then have to go back into some of the topics we have to cover on this show. It should all be glorifying the reason for the season. And believe me, as we get a little bit closer to Christmas, the shows will increasingly have that flavor. But we do have a little more business to tend to tonight. A lot of business we couldn't get to tonight that we had intended to because of what happened in San Bernardino. Of course, you can never plan out a coverage of something like that. And we had to work that in, and we spent the entire first hour talking about that. And so a few of the topics that were quite good and things that we certainly had intended to cover, we couldn't get to tonight because of the breaking news in San Bernardino. But another story that Eddie wanted us to cover very, very quickly, it comes out of Chicago. So we talked in that last segment about this beautiful young wife of a Christian pastor who was raped and murdered while carrying the couple's second child, their one-year-old thank God, survived the attack, presumably because he was sleeping and the two black perpetrators didn't know he was there. But anyway, in Chicago, contrast this, on one of the busiest U.S. retail days, this was on Black Friday, thousands of white people in Chicago took to the streets in the downtown shopping district to protest last year's shooting death of a black teenager by a white policeman. Now, the story doesn't say, and undoubtedly these ignoramuses have no clue as to what constituted the shooting. If it had anything to do like the death of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, the black teenager would have deserved it, okay? So it doesn't say whether, you know, the context of the shooting. It just says that they were protesting it. About 2,000 people, Eddie, 2,000 people, and we saw a picture in the Chicago Tribune. They're all white, at least everyone that we could see. They had signs reading, "Stop Police Terror," and they gathered in a very cold and drizzly day for a march in Chicago on Black Friday, which closed down parts of Michigan Avenue, and they marched with Jesse Jackson. So here you have 2,000 white people. They can get up, get dressed, go out on a cold day, on a holiday, almost Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and they can protest this. How many people showed up to march for justice in response to the murder and rape of this pregnant wife, this beautiful young 20-something-year-old white wife of a pastor, Eddie? How many of those white people showed that contrition in that case?
We have not heard a peep out of the media or the people, the cowardice white people. Sometimes I'm, you know, and just for only for minutes, people, I'm not a pessimist, but sometimes I really, really get hot under the collar at our people letting this go by. And James and I were talking during the break about the little six-year-old who was shot dead by two Louisiana policemen. He was a white six-year-old. The police had arrested his dad, the six-year-old's dad, put him in intensive care unit, and killed the little six-year-old, shot him, riddled him with bullets as he was strapped down in the back seat of the father's automobile in a child seat. You know, you all know what I'm talking about with the child seat. You had to put it in the back seat of the car. It's a law here in Tennessee. But yet not one peep about that. The white people are so cowed. And I hesitate to say, well, I won't say no. I think too many people are just white people are just worthless. I mean, you're just spineless. You don't believe in anything.
Most white people fundamentally agree with us. I think Donald Trump is proving that if it ever needed to be proving. But that's not to say that a lot of people didn't fall victim to this incessant and relentless brainwashing from the media, Far too many of them did, and they were on display in Chicago.
One good thing about this thing in Chicago, and I'll tell you how it could have been better, they shut the business district down. Here's what they should have done. They should have made sure they shut the Jewish bank business district down. The banks, the loan companies, the pawn shops, you know, places like that. The Jewish legal offices.
That's strip what they clubs. Should have
done. Hit these Zionist Jews who are perpetrating this violence against white people using these. They use these blacks, and we said this on the show before. The Zionist Jews, the Antichrist Jews, they use the other races, the blacks, and now start starting to use, well, not now, they've been doing it for quite some time, using the browns. James and I have talked about, hey, they use it kind of like as you know, like a buffer state, like Russia used Poland as a buffer between Russia and Germany during Stalin's day. And it worked, you know, pretty good, pretty effective. It was pretty effective. That's what they do. They use these dolts and get them stirred up against the white people who's really their friends. And they don't look at how the Jewish people have just kept them in slavery and in poverty and on the government tip. You know, their greatest, you know, their big ambition is to be able to get that welfare check, be able to get those food stamps. They should have gone in and just tore the crap out of the Jewish district. They should have marched through the synagogues and just...
No. I mean, if they're going to protest, they can protest
that's what
there,
they should
but without causing, of course, damage or doing anything illegal, which we would never
Well, no more damage
for.
To the bomb. You know what? Sometimes, like the Assistant Secretary of State under FDR said when they found out that the Russians were killing all those Christians. You know what he said? Sometimes if you're going to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
Well, that's what he said. Of course, you would never say that, Eddie.
Of course I wouldn't.
I do want to remind people, and this is not a drill, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting a spike in emails from fans who have remarked in recent weeks that our radio program continues to find ways to improve and that our on-air commentaries are getting better and better. And you know, I actually went back. I don't do this every week. In fact, I rarely do it. But for the last 2 weeks, I've listened to the shows on Sunday mornings. My 1-year-old son doesn't let me sleep past 6, so I got to do something while I'm waiting for my wife and daughter to wake up before we go to church. And I've actually spent the last couple of Sunday mornings very early. Elizabeth Hasselbeck isn't on Fox and Friends on Sunday, so
well,
I can listen
hopscotch.
To the political cesspool.
We play
Jax. I've listened to our show in the archives on Sunday mornings the last couple of weeks, and I'm hard-pressed to disagree. I thought last week's show was just incredible. I think this week's show has been quite good as well. There's no doubt, though, that we're a catalyst in the awakening of our people, both here in America and throughout the Western world. But we still have so much more that we must accomplish, and we're ready and willing to do our part. But, ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. Now, if you are a regular donor to the Political Cesspool, you will have undoubtedly received in your snail mailbox this week, perhaps even today, a letter from yours truly, and I'll get right to it. We're a listener-supported show. We're a listener-supported talk radio entity, and we're asking our listeners to support our fourth-quarter fundraising drive. We survive on donations, averaging about $25 apiece, but only a tiny fraction of the millions of people who over the course of the last 11 years have seen, read, or listened to our work ever take the time to contribute. So there's only two ways this thing plays out. And our quarterly fundraising drives are our life's blood. We get very little in terms of financial support in the month that we're not actively holding a fundraising drive. We do that 4 months out of the year. We're either going to receive enough support to continue our successful fight, or we're going to falter. Now, what we've accomplished together is very special. And if what we do means something to you, we ask that you respond tonight by making a Christmas donation. Please remember us during the season of gifts and giving and goodwill. Make a donation tonight to the Political Cesspool for $25, $50, $100, $200, or even $500 during the spiritual time of faith and family. We will continue to be at your service. And, of course, if you donate $100 or more in any of our given fundraising drives, you're going to get a great incentive from us this month that happens to be a brand-new book, Our Southern Nation, Its Origin and Future, which explores the place of the Southern people in their historical context, written from the perspective of a Southern nationalist, Michael Cushman. He's going to be on the show next week to talk about this book. You're going to get that great brand-new book for a contribution of $100 or more tonight and through December the 31st, and you can contribute any amount, $25, $5, $100, $500. It all goes to help keeping us on the air, and a percentage of that kicks back to the network, Liberty News Radio, which, of course, makes our show possible, too. Well, so you're supporting us and the network. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Donate tonight. Andy, final word.
If somebody will contribute $25,000, shoot, man, I'll get me a little bass boat, son. No, you know what? I hadn't seen $25,000 in forever. But that's so true. Hey, speaking of money, and I've got to say this. We have listeners who contributed to the... Well, that's conversation.
Well, we might have to talk about that next week.
Yeah,
can you believe it, folks? This man, nearly 70 years old, ran a marathon tonight, benefiting children of all races who are suffering catastrophic illnesses. He ran 26.2 miles this morning. He's in the studio tonight to punch the clock. That's the commitment you get from those of us here in the Political Cesspool. But we got to go. They're playing our song. We'll see you next week. God bless you, everybody. Good night.